Former pro football player Tim Green was a well-known voice on this program in the 90s. He offered commentaries on a violent sport.
My parents told me when I was a boy that if I was going to play the game of football, I had to expect to get hurt. How do you expect to get hurt, though? You can't.
Recently, Tim Green announced he has ALS. We are hearing more about football players with that illness, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, Tim Green is doing what he can to raise awareness and money to fight it. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
I was one of Tim Green's Morning Edition producers, and I have this favorite memory. He was in D.C. for a game, and we went to dinner. He had a huge plate of pasta, and when we finished, the waiter came over and asked, "Anything else?" Tim pointed to his clean plate and said, "Yeah, let's do it again." And that was him. One entree wasn't enough. One high-profile career wasn't enough. He's also a prolific author, and he works for two law firms. And ultimately, it wasn't enough for Tim Green to deal with ALS in silence.
Don't be sorry.
Let's beat this.
Good to see you.
Great to see you. It's great to see you.
I visited Tim at his lakeside home in upstate New York right after he helped launch the Tackle ALS fundraising website. We sat down in a room with a huge picture window. Outside, driving snow obscured Skaneateles Lake. As we talked, Tim was getting an infusion of a new drug that's been shown to slow the progress of what's currently a fatal disease. Tim launched the website last month when he went on 60 Minutes and revealed his illness.
I got to a point where I couldn't hide anymore.
He first noticed the symptoms about 5 years ago. Hands not strong enough to use nail clippers, words that wouldn't come out as fast as he was thinking them. A diagnosis in 2016 confirmed he had the disease that weakens muscles in the arms and legs and those that control speech, swallowing, and breathing. Tim tried to keep it private. He didn't want people feeling sorry for him. But when he couldn't hide it anymore, his son Troy pushed him to go public.
What we said is, you either write your own history or someone's going to write it for you.
The history he's writing, with Troy's help, is positive and hopeful. They say ALS can be cured, it's just underfunded. His history certainly includes family. Tim and Alyssa have been married 29 years. They have 5 kids, and they're all incredibly close. Literally, says Troy.
My brother lives on the same lane as us. My little sister's at school, my little brother lives here, and then my older sister lives the furthest away. She's about a 3-minute drive.
Yeah, you want to reel her in and get her closer, right?
Yeah.
Tim Green celebrates.
Any Tim Green history has to include football, for better and worse. Tim says football gave him the disease. His 8 years in the NFL in the 1980s and 90s as a defensive lineman were before protective rule changes and concussion protocols. He had countless head collisions, most during practice. Researchers say repetitive head blows may play a part in causing ALS. The recent NFL concussion settlement acknowledged a link by including payouts to former players with the disease, including Tim. I want to read you something. In 1992, Tim wrote a commentary about a teammate who'd had enough of the physical toll and was retiring. The piece ended this way. Back at the locker room, I checked my protective neck padding and pumped some extra air into the padding of my helmet.
Like a gypsy gazing into a crystal ball, I looked at my own distorted reflection in the glossy black surface of my helmet. The smile let me know I was glad to be there, but there was nothing I could see that told me how long it would last.
Tim could articulate what many players couldn't. Why, I asked him, with his insights, would he play a sport that could permanently damage him?
Ben, I had no idea.
A future with pain in his back, neck, his knees, he knew it was worth it. Football had been a passion since he was a kid. It taught him so much and let him vent anger and violence in an acceptable way. The love remains so strong that even now, he's ambivalent.
Can I say ALS was worth it? I don't know.
His two oldest sons played football. His 12-year-old, Ty, plays now. And it has split the close-knit Greens. Alyssa doesn't like it. Tim wants Ty to play if he wants to. Tim is his coach, and he limits hitting in practice. It is, he insists, a safer sport than it was. But there's a more complex reason behind his support. Troy says his dad doesn't want the illness to be a burden on anyone. So Tim doesn't want Ty not to play just because the game hurt him.
I do want to point out again that most people who play football don't develop ALS.
Dr. Merit Sakovich from Massachusetts General Hospital treats Tim's ALS. She's researched the disease for 25 years. She thinks football probably is a factor that led to his illness, but not the only one. Sakovich says Tim's and other prominent people's involvement and publicity present a great opportunity.
Absolutely. I think this is a huge next step.
In raising needed money for research and treatment, she says, following the success of the highly publicized Ice Bucket Challenge a few years ago. Tim's other passion as a kid was writing, and he still does it every day. He can't type, so he has a sensor on his glasses that highlights letters. He then clicks a mouse, and the letters show up on his laptop screen. He's working on a kid's baseball book and the fundraising, which lets him help others. He says he's one of the lucky people with the disease. It's relatively slow-moving. I asked what keeps him positive. He recounts what he told Alyssa 12 years ago when she was diagnosed with cancer. He told her she had great doctors, that she was going to beat the illness, which she ultimately did, and he said he didn't want her to wallow in fear and misery.
I said because we have a very good life, and if you have a good life, it's never long enough.
Outside the house, there's a sculpture of a lone football player running, catching a pass. Tim says it's an homage to the game that let him buy, in his words, this amazing property and build a comfortable home. It's a home and a family in it that now mean even more than they have all along. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Skaneateles, New York.